The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Coming up, an effort to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom. The recall submitted by Aaron Cruz has been approved for circulation. The author and former U.S. Senate candidate Aaron Cruz submitted a notice of intent to recall petition to the Secretary of State back on August 2nd, 2019. Cruz ran unsuccessfully for U.S. Senate in 2018 for Dianne Feinstein's seats, and she is joining us to tell us about this effort. Aaron, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. The people are fired up here in California. You mentioned that I ran for U.S. Senate in 2018. There were 31 or 32 candidates in that pool. And I fought hard up and down the state, traveling, meeting with patriots and just regular everyday folks. And they were really concerned about whether or not Gavin Newsom was going to be elected and put into office. And then there we were, he was, and they just all reached out to me and they said, Aaron, what can we do? And I said, well, we can look at possibly recalling him. And, you know, the people want it. They're going to make it happen. And we move forward on it in January. So it took us a long time, but here we are. We're circulating petitions and we're having really, really great responses across the state.
So you need like 1,200,000 or something. How many signatures do you need?
About 1.49. So okay. Just right. Under 1.5 million signatures. And in line with Governor Gray Davis' recall, we will actually need to garner 2.3 million signatures because of the failure rate. So it's clear that Californians are fed up, they're fired up, and they're ready to take action. And so far, so good. 2 weeks in, we have people in every county circulating, from gun shops to regular mom-and-pops, farmers markets, people just collecting from their neighbors and family members, you name it. It's pretty wonderful to see.
So do you think it is doable, first off? Because it sounds like a big number to me, but, you know, there are a lot of people out there.
People need to wake up and really look at those numbers. So we have over 35 million people here in the state of California. And this, while we're not doing a partisan recall, we are doing nonpartisan, because just because you're a Republican or Democrat or independent, as long as you're ready to get rid of Gavin Newsom and recall him, we can go ahead and take your signatures if you're a registered voter. But here's the deal. In California alone, we have 4.4 million people who voted for President Trump. Those are people who are in stark contrast, as we know, with Governor Gavin Newsom's agenda. That's not to mention the center and even maybe Democrat individuals who are just fiscally more conservative and are being impacted by the bad policies of the governor. So, you know, I believe that this number is not doable. I believe it's absolutely doable and attainable. We have until February 13th to garner the signatures, and we're hoping to send Governor Gavin Newsom a love letter on Valentine's Day.
There you go. All right, talk with us about the case you make. Kind of make it for us, because I guess on the top of a petition, there's kind of a paragraph, right, that sets out what you're trying to do. Kind of lay it out for us so that our listeners can understand what it's about.
Okay, so when you look at the actual petition, the Secretary of State approved petition, it's a legal size document, and about third way down the page, it says notice of intention to circulate recall petition. So we have on there some of the reasons why we believe Governor Gavin Newsom should be recalled. Now, some of these are general, but you know, my view of why he should be recalled might vary a bit from your view. But it may fall under an umbrella. So So what we put there was over a decade of proven mismanagement of policies, public monies and resources, and lack of leadership has led to the deterioration of California communities, poor schools, crumbling infrastructure, outrageous rise of costs from gas to utilities, mass housing crisis. I mean, one just has to look in L.A. on the streets, a frightening increase in homelessness, again, all over the state, and insurmountable debt, all caused by gross mismanagement. Massive increased public safety risk by pushing forward laws and policies like Medicare for All and universal health care, and laws protecting and helping illegal aliens, putting Californians and United States citizens, including our veterans, last. So, you know, we look at some of the real issues. Just, what was it, last week, Gavin Newsom released 21 violent criminals who were supposed to serve life sentences without possibility of parole. We look at our schools and what has been done, where now the schools' hands are tied. They're no longer going to be able to suspend unreleased students who are disrupting the classroom and interrupting other children's learning. You know, some of the things that are impacting families and communities, the quality of life issues, they go across the board. It doesn't matter if you have a D or an R. If you're a small business owner, you might be impacted by some of the legislation. Our farmers are impacted. You know, you name it. There's a whole slew of reasons why we believe Governor Gavin Newsom should be recalled.
He also did put, I guess, the death penalty on hold, which bothered a lot of people too, right?
Well, yes, and in fact, some of the things that he's doing, like the death penalty issue, he's making judgment calls based off of his own agenda, not taking into account the prior votes of the citizens of this great state of California. Because in that instance and several others, you know, rent control and things, people had already weighed in on those issues. They'd made their voice clear at the ballot box, so, and sometimes twice over. So why would a governor go against the will of the people? It just isn't right. And like you say, many people would be impacted by those judgments.
He was also kind of aloof and shocked why gas prices were high when they peaked a while ago. People were kind of like, don't you remember, you know, you kind of were for this thing about all this road tax. And then it came out that, they're saying just that's not going to be enough money anyway, and blah, blah, blah.
So he was before it before he was against it, or against it before he was for it. You know, it doesn't matter which side of the coin you look at. It seems to be that Governor Gavin Newsom has an agenda in mind and doesn't mind stepping on the people. And that just isn't right. And in the case of one of the things people are saying, well, he's not been in office that long. Well, you just look at what he's done since he's been in office, and there should be plenty there for you to choose from as to why he should be removed. But he was in office long before this as lieutenant governor, you know, and other offices. So this is a person who systematically helped bring our state into position where it's at today. And it's just a shame, and we need him out of office and as quickly as possible.
Aaron Cruz is with us, the first recall effort that has moved forward and has been approved to go out to get those petitions filled in and signed.
Mm-hmm.
You share with our listeners right now what they can do, how they can participate remotely on this.
Well, your listeners can go to recallgavinnow.com. They can go to RANAF, as in Frank, .org, our website, and they can sign up to circulate petitions. They can download their petition online. They have to download it and then print it on a legal size document and return it to us by mail. There are instructions on our website. Many people are taking petitions to their church groups, to their friends, setting up signing at their local farmers markets, collecting signatures outside of approved stores where they've gotten permission. And then you can also time, talent, treasure. Some people don't have the time. They want to maybe give their talent, their skill sets. And other people, they can maybe financially back it. You know, it's going to take all of us working together. This is a grassroots movement across party lines to remove a governor who's undermining the will of the great state of California. So there's plenty of room for all of your listeners to get involved.
All right. Let's share the website again, and then we'll talk a little bit more about some of the other things that kind of bother you about Gavin Newsom's policies. So what's the website again?
Right. The website is recallgavinnow.com, and that will take you to our actual committee website. It's the only official website for our petition. You can get everything you need there, from drop-off locations and pickup locations and petition signing locations. It's RANAF.org, and that stands for RAN Action Fund. And RAN is a Restoring America Now. That's what that stands for. We have to be better about working together to do the goodwill of the people and to get some of these bad policymakers and policies out of our government.
All right. Now we want to go into more of the Gavin Newsom list of things that you're concerned about. One is the granting of health benefits to younger illegal immigrants. Talk about this story.
Well, you know, taxpayer dollars, it's an issue. And I think that when we look at illegal immigration or illegal aliens in the state of California, there is a burden there. And, you know, federally, this is the thing. Federally, we already have legislation in place that protects certain at-risk individuals, possibly, you know, children of youth that have been trafficked here. They'll receive certain services and benefits. But what Gavin Newsom has gone one step further and basically wants to blanket give even adult illegal aliens medical coverage and taxpayer-funded, services and using taxpayer funding and dollars. And that just isn't right. I don't know where you can go in any other country where you would be able to receive that kind of benefit. And in fact, if you're found to be there illegally, you'd be deported on spot. You know, the fundamental issue right there, though, comes down to Gavin Newsom's defiance of federal immigration law, which puts our national security at risk. And that's the bigger issue, is that Gavin Newsom is putting at risk the entire 50 states. He needs to be stopped.
All right. Out of time. Wish we could talk longer. We'll have you back.
Thank you.
Update us on this story as it continues. One last time, the website for people who want to get behind this effort.
Okay, well, our website is recallgavinnow.com and ranaf.org. Get involved, sign up, download your petition. If you want to recall Gavin Newsom here in the state of California, you have the power to make that a reality.
Thank you so much. Aaron Cruz, thank you so much. Take care now. Bye-bye.
AM 870, The Answer.
Up next, The Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.